Morning, Tony. How you doing?
What's going on, Mitch? How you feel?
I feel pretty good. How are you feeling? All right?
I'm all right. Yeah.
I want to ask you, have you been keeping in touch with what's been happening back home? What's with Trump and Hillary Clinton? What's your read?
I just get pinches of it. But I mean, I know what's going on. I talk to my friends. I look at Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. And everyone always wants to know my political opinion. Like, I don't know. It's like a joke that just ran too far. For real. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. Because it's like he's the monster that ate New York or something like that. And he's just going on. And you know how everybody can see this guy's crazy. But this guy keeps moving up. And I don't know. I think there was some people who just hated Barack Obama so much, you know, that they just say, you know, I don't know.
Because I kind of...
It didn't work on getting somebody better. Yeah. It just worked on not liking him.
Yeah. Because whenever you hear clips of him, he sounds like he's actually doing stand-up. Like, he's more of a stand-up comedian and getting heaps of laughs than actually saying anything of substance.
Which one? Donald Trump or Obama?
Yeah. Donald Trump.
Yeah. Because Obama's like a comedian too, but a smooth one. Like, yeah. You know, a funny one.
Yeah.
Whereas he's like the guy, he's like a pep rally guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's burn it down. You know, he's like the guy who was in front of the mob that killed Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
You know, like,
with the pitchforks.
Let's go get him. Because he uses phrases like you people, those people. Whoa, dude. It's the United States. Yeah, everybody's supposed to be together.
All
kinda.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, but...
I only ask because, you know, we're having an election here in Australia at the moment. It's going to be on July 2nd. And, you know, most ordinary Australians are just like, yeah, this is really boring. So, like, how can we make elections here more exciting, do you think? What should we do?
We should have Donald Trump run for something, you know? Because he did, in a crazy way, get all these people who never really care about politics. And I'm sure it's like that here. You know, some people are like, that doesn't concern me, man.
Yeah.
I'm worried about working at my job, doing what I do. And then, you know, so they don't look at the super big picture.
Mm.
But when you have something, like in my show, I make a point. I say, have you ever seen someone do something that you don't know how to do, but you know they're doing it wrong?
Yeah.
Right? I was on a small plane, and we kept going. And I've never flown a plane, but I was like, yo, dude, I don't think you're doing this right. So.
Yeah, good point. And speaking of planes, I read somewhere that the last two times you came to Australia, or meant to come to Australia, you missed your flight.
That is a lie.
It's a lie.
That is a lie that the people who brought me here made up. It's because they wanted me to come super, super early. You know, like, oh, come 2 days early so you can adjust. I don't need to adjust, man. So it's just that I wasn't there when they wanted me. So write that out. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That is a lie.
Exposed.
Yeah. Exposed, yeah. I've never missed a flight anywhere because I'm here right now.
That's right.
If I missed my flight, I wouldn't be here talking to you about, yeah.
And you were early as well, which, you know, comedians don't get a lot of credit for, I don't think.
Never.
Well, that's right. And
I'm never on time.
No.
I'm always in time.
I think, if you just
when it. I get there, they go, oh my God, you're just in time. Bang, exactly. Because I didn't want to sit around.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I read it somewhere as well. This might be a lie, but I want
you to
confirm it. Before comedy took off for you,
I used to be engaged to Beyonce. Is that what you read? Yeah, well, that's the truth.
That's what I had down here. That's right. Now, apparently, dentistry. You're going to be involved in dentistry.
I was involved in dentistry. I was up to the elbows in dentistry. Well, you know, because when I was in the military, I was a medic, is what you guys would call it, a corpsman. But my specialty was the dental stuff. So, like, from the shoulders up, son, we got you. You know, we can rebuild him. We can put him back together. I mean, I'm making a joke about it now, but that's basically what we did. And but I could fix everything else, but I was not a clinical guy. Like, you can't come to me and go, I have a rash. You know, you can't do that. But if you say, there's blood shooting out my chest, I got you.
You can do that. Or shooting out your mouth, I guess, for a dentist.
Okay, like I'm missing my mandible. That's your bottom jawbone?
Uh-huh.
I got you.
You got it. Do you ever think about if you had stayed in dentistry, what kind of dentist you would have made? What do you think?
Well, okay. Now, when I got out, I worked with a civilian dentist, and I knew so much more than I should. Him and his wife came up with this thing. Hey, let's send him to dental school.
Yeah.
Right. And oddly enough, when I got all my credits together, I went my first year of dental school. My group, their thing was on Thursdays, they would go to comedy. And when I was in the military, everybody would say, you should be a comedian. Ah. So it was like divine intervention. We started going to comedy. I got into it and stopped going to school. Yeah, but I didn't tell my wife. She don't need to know everything.
Nah.
So that was one of the main things that broke that camel's back.
Right.
And, oh, well.
Here you are.
And there she is.
And then let's talk about, because that was the early days of your career in comedy.
That was the early days.
When you first started out. And now it's 2016. So what do you think? Has comedy changed a lot in that time? What have you seen come and go?
Well, when I started, comedy was hot, man. Like, you could do a comedy night on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and it was packed to the, like, everybody's like, ah, stand-up comedians, I love them. Ah, girls like, ooh. You know? and then it kind of fizzled for a while, and that seems to be, like, back up. Because there's T-shirts and posters everywhere. People are beginning to listen to comedians. Like, they said they used to laugh at comedians and listen to politicians. Now they laugh at politicians and they listen to comedians.
Yeah, it's come around full circle.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You can catch Tony Woods at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville right until Sunday.
My shows are every day.
Every day.
7:45.
That's right.
Yeah, but you should be there at like, I don't know, earlier.
Right on time, right?
No, not right. You got to buy a ticket, dog. And what I'm doing, other performances like the Comedy Store,
yeah,
and the Enmore Theater, and just like I'll be, you know, talking stuff at bars around town.
Yeah, anyone to listen, you've got some things to say.
Yeah, but I know you're almost out of time. But Mother's Day was Monday in the States.
Yep.
Well, it's Sunday for them, but anyway. Mm-hmm. And I figured I'd be a bigger man. I called my ex-wife to say Happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having a pleasant conversation. And she said, what is that noise? I said, I'm watching the Leo DiCaprio's. How do you say his name?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, I just call him the dude from Titanic, right? That's my man.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm watching his movie on my iPad.
Mm.
And she says, yes, I saw that. I'm like, yeah, he spent a lot of time after that guy when he should have just went after, like, bears. Right, because if you think about it, the bear kind of started.
The bear started it.
Yeah, bear started it. I mean, because of what the bear did, all those other things started to happen. It was a domino effect.
Yeah.
And then she explains to me, what did she say? Something like, see, that is why we're not together.
Because of bears?
Because of the way I looked at the film.
Right.
The way, yeah. And I was like, you know, and I didn't want to say nothing because I don't want her. If I go crazy, she'll say that, oh yeah, he's just jealous of my new husband. I can't be jealous of him because he's with you. There's no way. I feel sorry for that joker.
All right, we're gonna leave it there, Tony. Thanks so much. We'll catch you next time.